let's go ahead and get started with traffic and weather together on the fives. Just a little bit past that right now. Let's go ahead and hit it.
We're looking good on our roads, I-10 and I-110, showing no slowdowns. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. Let's get a quick look at our weather from Alan Strum.
Partly cloudy skies for tonight with overnight lows in the upper 60s to around 70. A bit of fog may develop during the overnight hours. Might slow things down on Thursday morning. Next several days, even all the way through the weekend, it's about the same with a mix of sun and clouds and just a small chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. High temperatures will mainly be in the mid to low 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. This traffic report brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure that you call the best of the bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. Joe, busy morning this morning for Pensacola Police Department.
Yeah, it was. 30-year-old Brandon Bird now in custody. He was arrested for drug possession this morning at around 7 o'clock near Allen Gonzalez Streets. Police say he was able to get away and ran for around 2 to 3 blocks before he was captured 30 minutes later at the Pensacola Motor Lodge. PPD spokesman Mike Wood says that he ran away, got tired, laid down, and then that's when he was picked up by Pensacola police again. So adding charges of resisting arrest and escape to that drug possession charge there. Hey, just got a clarification just a moment ago. We've been talking throughout the afternoon regarding the future of the Warrington Middle School situation, still up in the air. So here is what's going to happen. On Friday, an emergency meeting has been scheduled for 11:30, where they will discuss the counter proposal from Charter Schools USA. So again, we thought it was Thursday at tomorrow at 2 initially, but the emergency meeting is now actually on Friday morning at 11:30. They will discuss the proposal if it does not get approved, if the district is not signing off on the Charter Schools USA counter offer, what will likely happen is a vote on closing Warrington School and then basically zoning that school out, and the students in that school would then branch out to Workman and Bailey Middle Schools. So that is the emergency option that's on the agenda right now. Again, that's 11:30 on Friday, so stay tuned. A lot more to come with that. And that's not even to mention that the state school board, State Education Commissioner Manny Diaz, has an emergency conference call scheduled for next Tuesday. Of course, you know, the state has been up in the district's business a lot here lately, saying, hey, you've got a May 1st deadline to get an agreement done. Obviously, the district has failed to do so. Now, we'll see if, you know, by just saying, hey, we're closing the school, kind of gets the state off their backs. But an emergency conference call scheduled for the State Education Commissioner Manny Diaz and the board is scheduled for next Tuesday, Bobby.
Yeah. And that's something I know a lot of us are keeping an eye on. And I think at this point, it looks like that deal's falling apart. That's what it looks like.
It is. And, you know, you mentioned a few weeks ago, I mean, just kind of looking at this from the outside, obviously we're not privy to the internal conversations, but It's like, hey, we don't really want to do this, but if we're going to have to, you basically just have to do everything we want you to do. That's just how it's looked like
for a while. Basically, Charter Schools USA knows that the district is desperate. And because of that, they're like, hey, we're just going to demand the world on this, and you either give it to us or, you know, you're going to have to close the school. Now, the one good thing about this, or positive, I guess, in the future is even if they close the school this year, it doesn't mean that they won't be reopened down the road. Mm-hmm. It's just they're taking so much time doing this. There's not enough time for them to convert it into anything else. Like, it'll just have to be closed for the upcoming school season, and then maybe be able to reopen it in a different manner or different faction, or have a charter school or something like that for the next school season. But at this point, they're just running out of time. So it's pretty unfortunate overall. Speaking of schools, a group of teachers unions are filing a lawsuit over the education bill that Governor DeSantis signed. This is the one that bans unions from being able to collect dues automatically, like from paychecks. So the organizations like the Florida Education Association, they say the law is unconstitutional by violating the right to freedom of speech and association. And they say They say that this was just political retaliation against the governor, which seems like to be that's kind of the buzzword nowadays with Disney saying that. And now you've got the teachers union saying this is just political retaliation against us. So we'll see what happens with all that. And then going over to national news, Gracie, what's going on with George Santos? A lot of people have been following him and his lies. Yesterday we announced that he had an indictment against him that was sealed, but now we have some more information. What's going on there?
Yeah, Congressman George Santo has pleaded not guilty to a 13-count indictment. He's being accused of receiving unemployment benefits during the pandemic while still being employed and running for Congress. He's also accused of using campaign contributions to pay down personal debt and buy designer clothes. The charges include fraud, money laundering, and theft of public funds. Also, there's a push to raise the age needed to buy an assault weapon in Texas is dead. That bill was going to be passed by a committee at the last minute, but it wasn't able to be placed on the calendar for a vote in time. And the bill would have required buyers to be 21 years old. And lastly, sad news out of Chicago: four teenagers, ranging from 16 to 19, have been arrested and charged in the shooting of the death of the Chicago police officer. Officer Preston was killed outside her home on the city's south side when returning from a late work night shift. So sad news out of Chicago. Let's get a quick look at traffic. We're looking good right now. It's right around 645. We're looking good on I-10 and I-110 as well as 29 and 90. But if you do see something on the roads, just feel free to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Shoppers, this is your local sweet corn farmer letting you know that Florida sweet corn is in season. You can learn more and follow freshfromflorida.com. That's from Florida, the Florida Department of Agriculture. Let's get a quick look at our weather from Alan Strum.
Gracie is not bound by the clock. She'll do the traffic when she feels like it.
I am in charge of
partly traffic. Cloudy skies for tonight with overnight lows in the upper 60s to around 70. A bit of fog may develop during the overnight hours. Might slow things down on Thursday morning. Next several days, even all the way through the weekend, it's about the same with a mix of sun and clouds and just a small chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. High temperatures will mainly be in the mid to low 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather on the fives. Let's get some sports updates from Joe Ford. What's going on in the sports world?
Yeah, so the Knicks and the Heat just tipping off here a few minutes ago on TNT. The Knicks trying to stay alive in the series, send the series back to Miami. They lead 10-8 right now. Also getting underway at, I believe, 6 o'clock was the first of two NHL playoff games. The Toronto Maple Leafs are trying to avoid being swept, currently tied with just about 30 seconds or so remaining in the first period. The Vegas Golden Knights have a 2-1 lead over the Edmonton Oilers. They're in Edmonton, 9 o'clock start time there. Also, the Lakers lead their series 3-1. They're in Golden State trying to finish off the Warriors. That one gets underway as soon as the Knicks and the Heat game ends. Major League Baseball action today. The Marlins beat the Diamondbacks 5-4. Braves are taking on the Red Sox. That score is 0-0 in the second inning. And also the Tampa Bay Rays and the Baltimore Orioles are also scoreless. That one in the top of the fifth inning right now. The NFL says there will be a first ever Black Friday game this year, and it will feature Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets against the Dolphins. I believe that's a 2 o'clock start time on Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving. That's pretty cool. The Georgia Bulldogs say that for the second year, they will not be going to the White House after winning the national title. They say that for the June 12th date, it's just not feasible given the student-athlete calendar. Last year, due to COVID restrictions, the team didn't go to the White House either. Yuri Perez, the starting pitcher for the Blue Wahoos, number one prospect in the organization, number three pitching prospect in all of baseball, has been called up. He will make his major league debut on Friday against the Cincinnati Reds. Finally, Bobby, Bo knows hiccups. That's right. Bo Jackson says he's had a case of the hiccups for over a year, and he's set to have a procedure done this week after trying many conventional and unconventional remedies, including, wait until you hear this, sniffing the rear end of a porcupine.
Yeah, you know you've got to be desperate when you're like, you know what, I'll do anything to get these hiccups to stop. Somebody's like, well, you smell the butt of a porcupine? And you,
I'm all and in like, on that. Yeah. Yes.
I'll do it. Or as Gracie
said
earlier.
How soon can I do this?
Yeah, as Gracie said earlier, how messed up has the hiccups affected his brain that he just admitted to that, too? It's like one thing if you do it. It's like another level when you're telling the public, I just sniffed porcupine butts. Like, whoa. It really messed up his head a lot on that one.
Who's the guy that likes even suggested that to him, or is that just something he just came up on his own? It's like, hey,
he probably went to Twitter. That's probably one of those things you just went to Twitter and they were like, go smell a porcupine's butt, gets rid of the hiccups really easy. And he went and did it. So, oh well. Vast Space. Probably haven't heard of them, but you probably will pretty soon. Vast Space has partnered with SpaceX and announced the first commercial space station. It's called Haven 1 and set to launch aboard the SpaceX Falcon 9 no later than August 2025. It's going to be a place where you can go up there for 30 days at a time, chillax. They'll have always on internet via onboard Wi-Fi. There'll be a large window dome for viewing and photography, a room to stretch out and rest. They have not announced ticket prices yet, but they are already making reservations for the first and second planned missions to the outpost. And here's the thing. The Haven 1 is actually just going to be part of a module of a larger space station that they're going to construct in orbit. So kind of a, wow, the future is here type of a situation going on right there. And then Jamie Foxx, his family, he's been in the hospital since April 11th. His family now is preparing for the worst as his health continues to decline. We still don't even know what is really wrong with him. We just know that he had a medical emergency while filming something, and he's been in the hospital ever since. They're still hoping for a turnaround of his health, but they say his health is declining, so they're starting to prepare for the worst. We're going to get a quick break. We'll come back here. More of your top headlines in local, state, and national news right here on the News Hour of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Hour of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Biden administration, yesterday, more than 11,000 migrants were caught crossing the southern border yesterday. That is a new record for a single day, and that, of course, surpasses the expectations that the Department of Homeland Security thought would happen when Title 42 expired. They thought we'd get about 10,000 people a day crossing the southern border. We just had 11,000 yesterday, and Title 42 hasn't even expired yet. It expires tomorrow. So not looking good. By the way, Biden administration official, actually three sources familiar with the plans say that the Biden administration is going to prepare a memo that will direct the Customs and Border Protection to begin releasing migrants into the United States without court dates or without the ability to track them. Let's see what happens with that in the coming days. Let's go ahead and get traffic and weather together on the fives.
We're looking good on our roads right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Let's get a quick look at our weather from WEAR.
Partly cloudy skies for tonight with overnight lows in the upper 60s to around 70. A bit of fog may develop during the overnight hours. Might slow things down on Thursday morning. Next several days, even all the way through the weekend, it's about the same with a mix of sun and clouds and just a small chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. High temperatures will mainly be in the mid to low 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Joe, we just got some recent updates on the Warrington meeting, correct?
Yeah, a clarification on when the Escambia School Board will meet to decide whether or not they will agree with Charter Schools USA counterproposal. That'll be Friday morning at 11:30. So the district will either, from the looks of it, either vote to approve the counter offer from Charter Schools USA, or they could vote to just close Warrington and rezone students to two other middle schools. Those would be Workman and Bailey Middle School. So again, that emergency meeting will be Friday at 11:30. Scambia Sheriff's Office investigating a body that was found behind a building at around 2:30 this afternoon at W and Blunt Streets. So far, investigators say they have not found anything obvious that would point to the cause of death. City of Milton getting rough news today regarding their bid for the former medical hospital building in downtown Milton. They were trying to purchase the former community care center facility along with partnering with Lighthouse Christian Academy. They wanted to house their college campus and athletic facilities there. Unfortunately for the city, they were outbid by $30,000 by local developer Prashant Patel with Wintermere LLC. $630,000 was the winning bid. The city bid $600,000. Those were the only two bids that were placed in today. Bobby, a big day for national headlines.
Yeah, particularly with George Santos. We've discussed before with this, but he did plead not guilty to 13 counts of fraud and wire fraud and things like that. Apparently what he was doing is going out and buying some fancy clothes. He was accused of using campaign funds to buy designer clothing, as well as paying down his own personal debt. He's also been accused of collecting unemployment while he was, one, employed, and two, running for office. So, oh boy. And then in other stories in the national level here, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy blocked Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib from hosting an event described as anti-Semitic. She wanted to reserve space at the Capitol Visitor Center to mark the Nakba, a Palestinian term for the 1948 founding of Israel that translates to catastrophe. Instead, he booked the space for himself and says he'll host a bipartisan discussion to honor the 75th anniversary of Israel-U.S. relationships. So there you go. It's the News Hour with on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. So we'll be back again tomorrow for all your top headlines in both local, state, national, sports and pop culture, and of course, your text right here on News Radio 92.3.